All right, folks, been a busy morning. Patron. Haven't even been able to tell you. It is a Vodka Red Bull Friday powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is DMV made, super smooth, and now available in select Virginia ABC stores.
Oh, boy.
Maybe we just need AP and Terry to go buy some Scotty's, get a bottle of club soda, sit down and hash this thing out.
Take a couple shots.
It might be.
Sign a deal and then you take some shots.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
A couple bottles of red.
JP
maybe a
and
steak
I come
and
hang
a
out
lobster.
With y'all. We'll have fun with it.
Yeah, man. Goodness gracious, these phone lines are lit up. We just had Jordan Schultz on, if you missed any of that. The one thing Jordan said that I totally agree with is that a lot of teams would have interest in Terry McLaurin if he becomes available.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's important to point out it's if he becomes available. I find it hard to believe the team is going to grant a trade request. And
what would they ask for?
Well, and what makes you better right now?
Yes.
Because if you want draft picks, like if we were having this conversation in March or February, okay, then we need a one. Yeah. Maybe we need a one and a three. And that helps you for this year because you get guys in your program, right? Or that gives you ammunition to trade for somebody else or whatever. But right now.
Is that a dress behind you?
No, it's a lacrosse stick.
The blue thing.
It was Shelby's lacrosse bag.
Or bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that long?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm trying to stay on track.
Well, I'm looking at you. You pop up on a damn TV.
I wasn't expecting to pop up right there, but here we are.
They're showing everybody that requested trade.
Yeah.
That are playing for the team that they requested the trade from.
That's what I've been pointing out. Yeah. I just think asking for the trade request is the next step in the playbook, right? Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean he's going to get traded. And true. I think we got to keep that in mind. And it's August 1st.
Yeah.
Wake up. It's the first of the month. They're 37 days away from football. But if you if you trade Terry McLaurin away right now.
Doesn't help you.
Does it help you win this year? I don't think so.
Mm-mm. And hell no, it don't help you.
And I know folks are going to come in and say, Terry for Micah. I don't think that happens.
No.
Terry for Trey Hendrickson. I don't think that happens.
It has to match up. And I think those deals not going to match up.
Let's take some of these calls. Our guy Russ is in Charlestown. What's up, Russ?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Good, man.
That's a good idea about the drink. Just get a bottle, go up there in the meeting room, up there in the room, and hash it out.
That's right. Me and Bill get this thing done in about, I don't know, two bottles of Scotty's.
It wouldn't take that long.
Yeah, because you get that buzz going on, you go and tell each other what you think about each other. So, hey, and then you work it on out.
Couple drinks, then we'll go over to DC Prime for steaks. Bang. Done.
Bang, there we
go. That's what I'm saying. And if it's Ask B. Mitch anything today.
That's not till later, dog. Not till later.
Oh, my bad. I was going to say, what's the best thing at DC Prime? But anyways, and listen, the Terry thing, I'm thinking that the TV deal stuff, I don't quite understand. If there's a difference between $5 million and so many million, you get more TV money each year. I mean, you can't use some of that money to work this $5 million deficit out or whatever the division is. You know what I mean? I was thinking. I don't know too much about it, fellas, but I was just old country thinking.
The issue is not having the money to pay him.
Yeah.
The issue is a difference in valuation.
Yeah.
What
totally.
McLaurin's camp believes is the proper evaluation, and
right.
what the Commander's front office believes is the proper valuation.
That, gotcha.
It's not a lack of cash. They're not going through the couch cushions to get this done.
Okay, I got you. All right, I understand. All right, thank you.
All right.
The other thing is he's got that deep track and ball ability, and I've noticed so many receivers in the NFL, but like Deshaun Jackson, and it seemed like Terry's really got it. Man, they don't want to lose that, man. But anyway, hey, thank you, fellas. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks, right, buddy. Let's go. We got a lot of Eastern Shore, a lot of people on the other side of the Bay Bridge. I guess it is summertime. Let's go to Domo. Domo, where you at on Terry, bud?
Hello?
Yeah, dude,
hello?
You up?
Hello?
You there?
Hello, what's up? You hear us?
Hello?
All right.
Something on his phone.
See you later, dude. Rusty is in Delaware. Rusty, where you at, bud?
I'm trying to contain myself from my laughter. But anyway, that comment that you made, JP, just threw me off. Sorry. Anyway, if anybody's going to pick a fight with Jordan Schultz, I think now's the time because his arms have to be sore from carrying all that water for Terry and his agent. I think that this deal will eventually get done. You know, when I was 29 years old, like that one guy that called in talking about how Terry was his favorite player, you know, my favorite player was Robert Griffin III, and I probably couldn't imagine him playing for another team at that point. Maybe by the time I turned 30, my opinion had changed, but at least in that time frame, when these guys become emotionally attached, this is why we have this infighting now within the fan base and on X and everybody going back and forth about what Terry's worth and what he's not worth. You know, when I was a young man, I had three favorite players, and it was Joe Jacoby, Mark Schlereth, and Brian Mitchell. And I had to watch two of those guys play in another uniform. And one of them won a Super Bowl in another uniform. And it's just part of, as you get older, you know, now that I'm 42, I love the Reds. I love the Commanders. So it's like I care more about the team than I do an individual player. So I think ultimately this deal will get done because it doesn't seem like, yeah, there's options, but they're not options that work out the way that Terry wants his deal to work out. So I think that ultimately he will end up coming back home. And if it doesn't take until the third preseason game, to me, it is what it is at this point. I was wondering if I could end the call with something a little lighter, though, from training camp yesterday.
We got packed lines, man. Go quick.
All right, real quick. So Jeff came out. I chatted with him for a little bit outside by the merchandise trailer, and I introduced him to my son. We had some other boys from our football team there. They saw us talking, and when Jeff walked away, I walked back to the group of boys, and they said, "Hey, Mr. Rusty, did he win the Super Bowl with B-Mitch?"
Hell no.
Thank you, Rusty. Take care, bud. Little kids, man. That's never funny. Know what's going to happen.
Hilarious.
Let's go to Bones in Southeast. Bones, how you feeling about this Terry situation, bro?
Hey, man. What's up, B-Mitch? What's up, Jason, man? Thanks for taking my call, man.
All good.
You know, it's ugly to me, right? You know, even on both sides, man, you know, and it don't look good, man, you know. So, man, from this point on, man, you know, it's only going to get even worse, man, because, you know, you're going to, you know, feelings involved right now, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, once we get tampered with, man, it's hard to repair that, man, you know. So, you know, I just hope we got somebody, you know what I'm saying, to play backup, you know what I mean, that can step up and be that number one receiver because, man, it's important that we have a number one receiver for Jaden Daniels during this second season, man. So, you know, like I said, man, it just looks ugly right now, man. You know, this is my first time even expounding on it. I don't even like talking about it. So thanks for taking my call, man. Love you guys.
All right, man. Appreciate you, Bones.
That's the thing about people got to put the feelings aside.
The emotional man. Side of this is it all sucks. But there's so much more to it than the emotional side of it. I do wonder, B, Bones brought something up there that I have been thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
I would never in a million years expect Jaden to say something publicly. But when SportsCenter was out there, he did the pay Terry thing with the crowd. Jaden wants Terry there.
The players, listen to me, dude. You can voice your opinion about having Terry there without knocking the team. When you go to war with guys, and I'm using that term very loosely, when sure, you go to battle. When you go to a football game with guys, you basically are doing, and you become, you know who you could trust and who you want with you. So Jaden saying pay Terry and wanting him there, that is not knocking the team, because he knows for sure they're 100% behind him. So I just think that people gotta like understand if he says anything in support of Terry, just like DQ, of course I want him here,
right.
That don't mean he disliked the team.
Sneak one more in here. Mo is in Forestville. Mo, what's good, dude? How you feeling about Terry?
Hey, what's up, JP and B-Mitch? How y'all doing, man?
Good, buddy.
Hey, JP, I got a question for you in this comment. I'm riding with the team, man. I ain't worried about it. We go through this almost every year in football. Somebody want to request a trade because they ain't get what they want. It started early in training camp. Then by the end of camp, the deal get done. I have zero. I'm not worried. I'm gonna be honest. I'm a diehard fan. I ain't worried about it. Terry, I do think his side, his agent and him, I just think they need to both with the team and him just meet in the middle. And my question for you, JP, is directly because you cover the team. You do a hell of a job.
Thanks, bud.
I got a buddy of mine. We got into a little, you know, back and forth this morning, and he told me he heard one of his quote-unquote friends that covered a team down there that they offered him $30 million and he turned it down. And I'm telling him, man, we don't even know the number that they offered because it ain't been reported. Have you heard anything about the number that they offered him?
I don't believe it's 30. I'll say that. I'd find that hard to believe. Here's what we're going to do. Quick break. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to take your calls. Terry McLaurin wants a trade. Is it going to happen? Are you freaked out? Landfill is. Nobody go anywhere.